The Gemara says in Daf Kufin Chesmud Beis that Zara Shel Yosef Ayin Har is not Shailit. And one of the Makar says, it says, Vid Gilar Abikav Har, it's not Dagim Shebayam Ha'am Mechasim Aleim and Ayin Shandas Vem Abzah Shel Yosef Ayin Ha'ayin Shalit is Bohem. So in this, the limit is in the fact that the Dagim in the Yam, the Ayin is not Shailit on them. So the Tais Chaim over here, Asikashi, says, why not? L'char, you could, a lot of times you look through the water, you're able to see the fish. What does it mean that Ayin Ha'ayin Shalit is Bohem? And he says, he wants to say that Ayin Hara is something, it's almost like a physical thing that comes out of the eye and is shaylik on the thing that you're looking in. And because of that, there's like some type of nitzitz of ra that comes out of the ayin. And he says, it's a nitzitz with shafara, mazik, hayetzim, and ayin, magila, davanira, elab, and nidbak, boy, kin, and isha, nidak, shatira, bemara, mitzuchzachas, bechule. So basically, something comes out of the eyes and is nidbak in that thing, that nitzitz of ra, and that's what causes the hezek. So he says, if there's any type of separation between your eye and the davar that you're looking at, then there no longer will be any ayin hara. So when you have the water, even though you could see it, but being that the water is like a chatzitza, that davar, the nitzitz ra that comes out of the ayin, is not able to touch the fish, therefore the ayin is not shalatis behem, and the mayor, there will not be any ayin hara. The ayin hara will not be shalat in the fish once there's a mechitza that's being mapsik. That's how he understands the Indian of ayin hara. And I think with this, you can bring a gemalik uraya to a chiddush of the Chavina Rav. The Chavina Rav in his chubis, chelig al sim kufchav dalid, wants to say that if you, he doesn't speak this out mamash beferish over there, but it's more beferish in the, there's haggais that are printed from him in the Kavitz Maria on Cheshemishmet, Simon Shinain Ches. So he's going on the halach and Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to look at your friend's field when the wheat is growing because of a chshash ayin hara. So the Chavina Rav says that he holds that if you're looking through glasses, through bat einayim, leislamba, there is no inyan of ayin hara because ayin hara is not shaylit through glasses. And this is based on a chuvas afgas reichel that he brings over there. That when you have glasses is chaytzetz bifnei ayin hara. So it's not masbuk exactly why, but l'chay l'fidas Tarz Chaim, it's gemaldik, because the Tarz Chaim is saying whenever there's some type of physical chatzitza like water, that would be chaytzetz bifnei ayin hara, and about glasses would be the same thing, and l'fidat that would be a makar that to this chiddush of the Chavina Rav, that when you're wearing glasses, there's some type of schuchas that's being mafsik, there would no longer be an issue of ayin hara.